Also, thank you for the level 1 hype train. Stop giving me money. Anyhow.
Give her money. Give her all the money.
No. No, I'll panic. Anywho. This can't be good for the podcast. So,
for our podcast, let's go to ko-fi.com/GMHina.
No! Ah! Oh, God.
You thought you were safe on podcast.
No! Don't give me money.
Shut up and take the money.
All right. You're all just trying to butter me up because I've now put a fire in front of you.
No. Yes.
Ah. Oh, we got another Dice of Destiny because of the... Thank you, Quacko, for the biddies. Oh, God.
Oh,
it's another reroll.
Reroll.
Oh, and you get another reroll because you gifted a sub, so now you have 6 rerolls.
Nice.
If you want to impact the channel, you don't have to give me money, but you can also donate 500 bitties, and you can also donate, you can also give subs that'll get rerolls or Dice of Destiny rolls. Don't do it, though. I'll panic at money. Don't
do it.
You guys just turned the GM into Morty.
The chaos ensues. All right, so yeah, a fire is happening. That's what was happening.
Fire everywhere,
and including in my mind, because whoa, jeez, this is happening really fast.
In the disco,
in the Taco Bell. So you all are standing at the door to Limbo, or outside of Limbo, and you of course see the flames that are in this section of Will Branch. And there's no way to really, I mean, you could jump through the door, but you would be, of course, putting yourself at great risk. I will share that with you now. But of course, as you were looking through that door, you do sense a presence behind you.
Is it a familiar presence?
For you, yes. I'm afraid to turn...
Wait.
You turn familiar and you see partner.
Whoa.
Ah! He just yells a little bit. It's like, sorry, I didn't mean it.
What are you doing in limbo? Wait a minute, you're the Lord of the Dead. What are you doing in limbo?
I mean, okay, that's it. What? Then looks towards the door. What's going on over there?
Okay, how do we best explain this? We might have screwed up, and now there is molten rock building underneath the Will Branch, and these really big tunnels.
I think the best way to explain is in song. Will Branch is on fire.
Listen, I love it.
We need a lot of water. Don't let that motherfucker burn.
Huh.
Getting hot in here.
Of course, as you are staring through the door will also then close.
There goes that way out.
Huh.
We need to get to the center of town.
Oh,
underground.
I mean, you could do that here. We could definitely. Well, mean, not in limbo, but we could go to the. I mean, I can help.
That would be amazing.
Sure.
You still didn't explain what you're doing here, like your partner.
I mean, I guess the best way to say it is now that I'm the Lord of the Dead, I have to kind of like do the rounds.
Oh, so that's where you've been.
I'm just doing the rounds.
I do the rounds every day, so you just caught me on my round time.
Well, that is a fortunate turn of events when we haven't had a lot of those in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's...
What a crazy random happenstance.
That looked very rough over there.
It was toasty.
Okay, well, town's in danger. We should probably hurry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Follow me. He'll just start walking. So, wait, what exactly is going? Can I get a fill-in? Am I allowed to get a fill-in?
I mean, yeah, okay. Let's fill him in.
Okay, so you're all filling him in while you walk?
Yeah.
And then he just kind of stops. That sounds, There might be something we can do other than going towards
please.
The center.
Oh, thank God, because honestly, once we got to the center, I had no idea what we were going to do.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, sorry, I didn't. Essentially, do you have a plan?
I mean, yeah, taking out what is hopefully causing this at its core.
So we fuck around and find out again.
No, I think it needs to be cleansed like an infection.
Well,
so we fuck around and find out.
I mean, I guess the question would become, how do you plan on cleansing it?
I hope that that is where my magic comes in.
So you have to figure out exactly what that magic can do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least you know, you've learned something from this experience. Not just, of course, that there's fire, but...
Cecily, I just realized something. Even having your great-great-great-great-grandfather literally on your chest this whole time, maybe Nicholas can give us some insight?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Cecily, like, would definitely be like, oh, God.
Cecily moves to pull out the pages that are wrapped together, and as you do so, they glow and kind of flutter over to the center area, and you see Nicholas Kincaid stand before you, and partner just kind of watches. Oh, he's way older than me, okay.
Cecily's like, Nicholas.
Nicholas will look over towards you.
Will Branch reached out to me again. She said it's happening.
And boy, is it happening.
And the town is on fire, and I need to get... We're going to the center of town. That's all I can think of to try to cleanse it.
William will step
Everyone
towards...
Everyone stay calm.
William will step towards you, Cecily, and place a hand on your shoulder. Focus your breathing and connect to Will Branch now.
Okay. And Cecily will immediately close her eyes and just reach out to Will Branch, which is weird to her because she's doing it from limbo.
Yep.
And I don't think that she's ever
nope.
even just recently found out she could do this.
Yep.
So
go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay.
Nope. Snowy Grand is a reroll.
I already got that one.
Boy, can okay. I
nice.
Can I use a reroll?
Yeah.
By all means,
we have a lot
please.
Of them.
Oh. Much
there.
Better.
Nice.
All right, with the 11, I will say that as you are connecting to Will Branch, you are able to see through the trees that kind of are throughout Will Branch's parks, as well as in each street. You can see the fires that are taking over that one area, but they are being contained. You see Foundation members that are disguised as firefighters are working to remove the fire and to get people to safety. You can see Jason is currently speaking with certain people and helping to calm people as he stands there and speaks to another member. You can see Marcus had worked to... evacuate certain people from certain areas that had burst into flames. The damage is there, of course, but it's not as bad as you probably anticipated it would be.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Cecily is like, okay, so damage control is being handled. But I still... don't know. I mean, it's happening now.
It hasn't started yet. This is not exactly what I anticipated would be happening, but it's not quite exactly what I think you believe is happening either. He puts a hand to his chin and he thinks. Describe to me what has happened so far.
So we were in the woods, we were gathering items to make this, and she holds it up, and,
you all went into the tunnels, I got that,
we
I got that
into
part,
the tunnels.
But
yep.
then this is where my memory goes fuzzy, probably interference as you went into the tunnels.
And, there were these moles that were, like, injecting this... green sickly magic into the rock, and then the rock basically started, I don't know, bale fiery. I don't know how
did it,
else
did it start called. Immediately, or was it a was what what caused that to happen? Was there something leading, an event that led up to that, is my question.
Us advancing on the tunnel, or like on towards the center of town?
Partner just thinks about that. It sounds like you tripped a security device of some kind then. That might not be what the intended purpose of the things were, but perhaps they went into some sort of protection mode and wanted you all to get out of there. So maybe, of course, there is something in the center, but perhaps it was something to deter you. And, I mean, that would definitely do it if you could get killed in there.
Yeah, we don't know how to get around it, I guess. Is there a way we can maybe mask ourselves with that magic?
It's possible, but that magic that you speak of, you know, sounds very volatile.
It is. Indeed.
It could put you all at great risk if you were to take on that magic. But perhaps, and then he'll look towards you, Cecily, perhaps you might be able to.
Like me? Just me?
I'm wondering, and I'm curious, because of your connection magics. Your magic is a connection. You're able to connect to all of Wilbranch, yes?
Yeah.
All of your friends have individual magics that relate to their being, if I'm correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And then he'll look towards Partner, and Partner looks like he's in thought. I mean, the Foundation did look into that a long time ago, back when I was alive. But it... Nobody ever could really wield that kind of magic before. It's a magic that combines all of the different magics together. It has explosive results, which is probably what happened just now. Because it's just... There's no way to mix all of the magic together.
I feel like Cecily will be like, wait. Like the magic that I tapped into to unlock the cipher code? I had all of us there. We all took hands.
That connection, Nicholas will continue, means that you might be able to withstand that ability to hold on to each of the magics, where others would see fatal results.
So I have to do this part on my own.
Not on your own. That's probably why it's so fatal. However, you may have to be the conduit in which it happens through. However, we need to make sure that you do not take all of it on without understanding exactly what will happen. If we don't really look into this, it could be fatal. You could die, Cecily Kincaid.
If I die, will I still protect the town?
Partner will look downward a little bit. I don't think that's how it's going to work. That magic is so volatile that I don't even know if... I mean, I've just been Lord of the Dead for a little bit of time, but I don't even know if he would come to me if that were to kill you.
Well, that's a straight up existence eraser.
It could be. It sounded that volatile before when we were all looking into it. That's why we kind of put a stop to it.
But would the town be safe?
I don't think we can guarantee that.
Iggy, hearing Cecily's thought process, immediately, like, goes up to her and just shakes her. Don't even think of that train of thought. There is no such thing as a noble sacrifice in this case. We will find a way to beat this together, and we will come out of this alive at the end.
Cecily will, like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna try to get emotional here. And so she'll, like, put her hand on Iggy's cheek and be like, but I might be the only one that even can hold all of that.
Did you hear what Nicholas just said? It doesn't necessarily hold, but through all with us with you, we can actually conduct it. We can actually control it, is the point. It's not just you. We are here to help you.
No, I know, and I know. And I want to keep you all safe, too.
And we want to keep you safe. So don't even entertain a thought that your sacrifice would be worth it. Because it not wouldn't be to us.
Cecily's like, but it would mean the world to me if it meant you all were safe for good and this would be over.
I think at that point, Lorelai just comes over to Cecily and just bitch slaps her.
Oof.
Ooh.
And she has like this, if looks could fucking kill. Like, Lorelai does not like the idea of Cecily trying to sacrifice herself. She literally is just so angry that she, like, takes Cecily by the collar and just looks at her dead in the eye. Don't you dare think about leaving us behind just because you think it'll make you happy and better. There will be a different way to save the town.
Okay, okay. She's like, I'm not denying that, and she like takes the slap, I feel like, and is like, she understands like Laura's anger, and I don't know, like she feels like maybe she is understanding Nicholas differently, I think, and she's not saying that she's just going to give up and throw herself away either. So
it's a well of different things that I think is going through Cecily's mind. As I'm going to give you a moment, actually. Cecily, your mind races through different things as you... I mean, there is, of course, the opportunity of a possible sacrifice. That's always going to be apparent in the things that you do. As a foundation member, sacrificing yourself for the greater good is something that is brought forth. But it's the training that comes forth, and it's why it naturally comes to you in a sense of if it must be done, it will be done. However, in this moment with your friends that are standing by your side, your mind tries to find other alternatives. It starts to believe for a moment that that is no longer an option. Because the look on your friend's face as you speak in that way that the Foundation had taught you, you see their sadness and their desire that you all walk from this alive, happy, and enjoying your futures. And with that, your mind also kind of goes and we pause time as you hear a voice in your head of Eliza Kincaid. Sacrifice is an answer. It has always been an answer to many different stories. But it doesn't have to be your answer.
I don't know. And I think also part of just where Cecily's coming from too. Mm-hmm. Is she is so close to being doomed on her luck track at this point that she feels like options are slowly being taken away from
Absolutely,
her.
Absolutely,
you
they
know,
are.
Like, she's like, I don't...
I like that you're playing into your doom track. I do, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So she's like, now she's starting to think less of herself for once for Cecily and more about the end game, you know?
Wow, that's gonna piss off Lorelai and Nick if they hear that.
And so she understands her friend's anger too, of course. And she's like, she'll just like hug both Lore and Iggy and A, like kind of bring them all in, and she's like, always together first.
Lovely.
Of course.
We're gonna find a way through to beat this.
And I feel like she doesn't even respond to her ancestors, either one of them at that point, and she just like immediately just kind of embraces them. And I think maybe at that point, maybe even using the sting in her cheek from Laura's slap to like reach for their connection, like the pain
Ooh.
And the heart and all of the emotion, and like just really pull, draw it together, you know.
I would like you to roll plus weird for me, please.
Okay.
Can she get a plus net?
No.
Aw.
Don't aw me.
Ooh, but she didn't need it.
Advanced.
As you draw upon the magic of all of your friends and all of your connections, you're not even really focused on the magic per se.
Mm-hmm.
You're focused on the connections. And as you do so, a strange occurrence happens. You see almost like how Archer had described it before, the possibilities that surround your friends. There are options. There are a lot of different possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are searching through them, the answer may lie here in Limbo.
Does Cecily recognize what that might be?
You search those possibilities further. Go ahead and roll me an investigate a mystery.
Okay.
Nice.
With that, your specific question of would I be able to recognize what that would be? Within Limbo, there are doorways that lead to many different places in Will Branch, including the center, which of course Partner was going to take you to. But within Limbo lies something that the Foundation itself could never have access to. Knowledge of Will Branch throughout these many different years that stay here. It just all exists within this realm. Not able to leave or escape. This is an archive that does not exist within the material world of Will Branch. And within it also may have the answer to that research that Partner spoke of. The research about how far they got in combining all the magic. And I will allow you to ask questions based off that, because you do have Partner who is there who was part of that research.
Okay. So, I'm thinking.
Take your time.
That's going to be the most effective question.
You can ask as many. I mean, Partner is an ally, 100%. So I'm not going to make you roll investigate a mystery to talk with Partner. He is there.
And so Cecily will be like, in all of... Can I see? Can you show me what happened the last time that people tried to combine all of the pillars' magic?
We never had pillars before, but I mean, all of the different magics itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It should be here still. I mean, it can't really leave. It caused a bit of a stir.
Yeah, that's what I gather. Maybe if we watch what went wrong the first time, we can figure out how to do it right.
Will Branch didn't have the Foundation fully back then, not the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was in the Foundation, we were still in Will Branch proper. In old Will Branch, where the archive is. But there is another building that's there, that's the facility we used. You might be able to find information there. It can't leave. Will Branch, of course, itself got rid of it, but it caused...
Well, there's Limbo.
It caused something pretty horrific.
You have our next step, Cecily?
Cecily's like, take us there, please.
He nods towards you and he starts to walk with you all. And he leads you to this strange area of Will Branch, the old Will Branch area. You can see, of course, how it looks currently. And Partner, being Lord of the Dead, holds out his hand and begins to manipulate time in a way that allows it to see the time when they tried that. You can see figures.
Iggy has sparkles in his eyes. That is so cool!
He just kind of looks towards you and he just kind of laughs a little bit. Oh, thanks. I'm still getting used to it myself. And he will continue to rewind it. And as he does so, you see a Will Branch of the 60s of sorts. If I remember correctly, that was when he passed.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, roughly. And you can see these shapes floating through. Humanoid shapes that appear ghost-like, but are just like these floating lights that are moving through. And you see a building that it was not there and is not in Will Branch proper. It is a massive facility that looks almost like a hospital.
Cecily will kind of look at the others and so it's like before them, like they can
walk in there. Yeah, everyone can walk in.
Okay.
It is a building that exists within the space. You can't interact with the individuals that are moving. These are just okay. like spirits of sorts, but they're right, not even yeah. spirits. They're just like
echoes or something.
It's echoes, yeah. Echoes is a great word for it.
Okay. Cecily, like almost like they're stepping into a little ghostly time bubble.
Yeah.
So, Cecily, I feel like will. You know, she's not scared anymore. Now she's just trying to find answers. So she's business mode. So she just strides right through the front door.
Sure. You step in, and as you move deeper into it, does everyone follow?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not missing this.
Definitely split up again.
No, no, sure. Not doing that again.
Split the party, split the... No, don't.
It's my favorite thing to do. As you all walk into this area, you are in a massive lobby where you can see there is a reception desk, there are chairs everywhere. It would, like, from the outside, it would look like a hospital, even from the inside where you're standing currently. It's a hospital. But, Cecily, you know as a member of the Foundation that buildings are sometimes made this way so that the public does not believe anything else is right. happening. Especially when magic and technology back then probably weren't the level they are now, where the Foundation could have a facility in another dimension.
I was gonna say, I feel like Cecily would just kind of move behind the reception desk and look at their like name lists for any sort of familiar names or things like that that might indicate where to go. Like, so and so name, room number 203.
Sure. As you're looking through it, all of the names are like constantly moving scribbles.
Oh, Lord.
You can't get heads or tails about what exactly they're trying to say, but there is one name that stands out. The okay. name is Cecilia.
I recognize that name. Have we've met a Cecilia before, have we? Maybe not.
I don't recognize a Cecilia at all. Yeah.
And you know Dan would have known because it's the podcast.
Right. So Cecily, since that's the only name, can she see like what room she might be in or
As you are looking for what room, you can find it. It's easy enough. Second floor, it is room 105.
Okay, Cecily's like, room 105, guys. It's the only name on that list that is stable enough to read.
As he's walking, like, who the hell is Cecilia?
Cecily's like, I have no idea, but I bet we are about to find out. Maybe it's an alias.
Oh.
If it's Lilith, so help me God, I'm going to reach back in time and punch her right
slap
in the face.
The demon back in time. Got it.
Slap them back into the underworld.
You move to this room 105, and in that room, the room kind of shifts between pristine and dilapidated.
Okay.
Can't quite Makes hold sense. Exactly what it is, and that is one of the effects of Limbo, as Iggy would know. Mm-hmm. Limbo right. itself is like a memory. It holds on to the memories of what this area is, and it shifts and changes with that memory. So as you are stepping into it, you can see those lights still moving around of individuals, echoes, as you said, that's the best name, I love that, as you see these echoes moving through, there is something you do see, close to the wall where there's a window, you can see on the bed, somebody sitting there.
I feel like Cecily will look at the others and be like, kind of hold up her hands, just in case this is something that happens to be sentient. She doesn't want to, like, have five people suddenly like, hey, boo, we're here.
Okay,
too.
So we'll stay at the door. Got it.
And she'll, like, walk up to the bed, almost like visiting someone in a hospital type of demeanor, you know, like.
Look, I know I'm a demon from hell, but even this is unsettling to me.
So, as you are stepping closer and closer, you feel an energy kind of fill you. It's not one that, like, is sent to repel or to cause something. It is more a feeling of hers. You feel what she is feeling.
Okay.
And it is intense. It is a mixture of emotions of anger, frustration, fear, pain. And then nothing. As she stops, she quickly looks towards you. You see her hair, strawberry blonde,
oh,
falling
fuck.
In waves. She looks like a Kincaid.
Nope. Nope. No.
Dang it.
And she looks like a
Kincaid. Partner, who was in charge of that research back in the day?
I mean, my team.
Uh huh. Does the name Cecilia ring a bell?
I mean, yeah. Oh, wait. Should I have said that it was a Kincaid? I should have said that, huh?
Yeah.
Iggy, like, just nods and just goes back to looking at Cecily, meet another one of her ancestors.
Okay, I have to ask, does this one look like Cecily? Just
a,
like
a little bit
did?
Different.
Okay, so yeah.
A little bit different, I will say. But also, I'm sorry, Dan here. We just got raided twice.
Oh, oh shit.
Hi, Raiders.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, Raiders.
It was, Homebrews and Homebodies and High Chef Collective.
Both of wow. my friends. Hi, friends.
Yeah.
How's
Welcome,
it going?
Everybody.
I love you all. Welcome in. You're getting the tail end, but we got 20 minutes left, so let's get some more game in. Let's do
You come in on Spoopy Times.
Spoopy Times, let's go! Anywho.
Back to Cecily's aunt.
Back to Cecily.
Great grandma.
Yeah, let me go back. Okay, I'm sad here again. There we go.
Would Cecily immediately recognize this as one of her ancestors?
I think it would be hard not to.
Okay, it's a.
She's definitely a little bit different, but you can tell she has the features of a Kincaid.
So Cecily.
Those Kincaid strangers are strong.
Man, those genetics.
Does she look like she's being treated like a mental patient or something like that? Like, is she in like hospital gowns?
She is in hospital gowns. More. She appears to be like. Like, you don't see any sort of things that are like, you don't see IVs or different things like that. She's just okay. kind of taking,
no, like,
she's just
down.
Here in this room. No, absolutely not. It's more along the lines of, if I had to say anything, this room is definitely a private room. Okay. And she's more, if you had to guess something, it would be under observation.
Okay. Cecily,
am I watching this?
I feel like I wonder, I might know, I might understand. Maybe, we'll see, I guess. She swings. And so Cecily's like, you tried it, didn't you?
I don't know what you mean, and I don't know who you are, but how are you here?
Cecily's like, connections?
Way to go.
What does that mean?
Start like, from the beginning, Cecily.
The beginning? Are you shitting me right now?
Or say your name. That could be a good start.
Right. Cecily's like, Cecily Kincaid.
Kincaid?
Mm-hmm. He's like, you must be related to me.
Supposedly, you're correct. What does that mean?
It means that we're here because we need answers.
Answers?
Mm-hmm.
Answers to what?
What's happening? We're from a different time.
I don't know if you understand exactly what's happening here, so I will clarify for you. I am aware of what year this is.
And what year would that be?
Say from the dork.
2021.
Okay. So
I am not a figment of the past.
Oh.
I am trapped here, and I have been so for so many years.
Was it because you tried to harness all of the magic?
And what if it was?
Well, it just so happens that I was considering doing the same thing. But seeing as how you are so well-adjusted and happy,
You see her expression get a little bit darker as you try to make light of the situation.
Iggy will whisper to her partner, who's probably out of frame right now.
Yeah.
What kind of person was Cecilia?
I mean, she was fine. I'm sure she's not happy now. I didn't even know she was here.
I'd stay out of sight if I were you.
I mean, I'd... Yeah, okay, that sounds like it makes sense. And he just backs out of the room a little bit.
Cecily's like, look, Will Branch is in danger.
Is it?
It is.
And why should I give two shits about that?
No. Look,
because I assume that being of the Kincaids, you would want to help Will Branch.
Being of the Kincaids got me here in the first place.
Well, her grapes are sour. Cecily
she just
know.
Kind of stands up and she turns towards all of you. You want your answers? You're gonna have to earn them. You're all trapped here just like I was. And you feel the space around you lock up. And she just glares towards all of you. If I'm stuck in this hell and if you really desperately want to be part of it, then so be it, Cecily Kincaid. And then she begins to vanish.
I feel like Cecily would grab her by her hair and be like, oh no, you don't.
I am immediately going to go for trap a specific person, minion, or monster. Like, now.
So here's the thing. Everything's happening really fast.
Yeah.
Cecily, go ahead and roll plus weird. One at a time, please. We do this in Monster of the Week, so we go one after the other.
Yeah, and can I say she's kind of going for her kick-ass magic effect?
Yeah, absolutely, you can.
Okay.
Please literally kick her ass, because she's going
to... God, can I re-roll?
Oh, re-roll. Yeah, we still have a lot of re-rolls. Go for it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
15. From a 6 to a 15. With that 15, you are able to grab at her hair. But as you grab at her hair, what are you doing, first of all? Let me have you finish what you're doing.
Trying not to let her get away. Like...
Sure. Okay. As you do so, I will say that black energy starts to crawl up your arm as you are holding on to her.
I feel like Cecily, that's where her, like, kick-ass magic comes in, and she just, like, channels her magic right back into her, like, oh no, you don't, and you're not leaving until we get our answers.
You do so, and there's a strange shift. Almost like she splits into five different versions of herself.
Oh my god.
Oh, great.
And all five of them look like they go unconscious and vanish.
Oh. Who fed her out at midnight?
You know of these kind of things. It's a lot like hell. When a creature or a person is trapped in a personal hell, no matter what they do, they cannot get out. She is trapped there just like you all are now. There's
so
no
even though she vanished, she's still here somewhere.
She is still there, and you know he that.
He also looks around for partners in case.
Partner's there too. He's trapped in there just like the rest of you.
Oh. Yeah, he's still new to this. I don't think he's done over way out just yet.
No. This is very new for him. And he just kind of looks around.
Like, Cecily's like, so, want to know what happens if you try to channel all the magic by yourself?
I mean, I don't think we have much of a choice if we want to get out of here.
Just experiment. This the seat. Curiosity's like, are you gonna try to like exit the room and go down like exit the hallway?
You
what
can.
Happens?
As you walk down the hallway, you can.
Okay. Oh, so we're not stuck in the loop room. Okay, got it.
You're not stuck in the room. You're just stuck in the space.
Cecily's like, is there any? Yeah, she's like, we have to try. I think.
Okay, so
you
then
see
let's.
From the doorway, Cecilia poke her head out a little bit. Are you all trapped here too?
Cecily's like, yeah.
I'm sorry. That's partially my fault, I think.
It's okay, and we'll try to get you unstuck too.
No one can get me unstuck.
This is a very different Cecily than what I just encountered.
She shakes her head.
I've become volatile. I can't hold on to the connections. I wasn't what they hoped I would be.
So you didn't have a choice?
I chose to do this. Just as the Foundation would want of me. It was for the good of Will Branch.
I almost made the same mistake, but I have something that maybe you didn't have that you should have.
Who did you try to connect to?
That would require me to show you all everything. And would that you... will be dangerous. But are you sure you want to see it?
Cecily's like, I think it's the only way that we're gonna know what to do.
And I'll show you. But I warned you. Keep that in mind. You notice that as she's talking, she seems very depressed.
And Cecily was already thinking, like, if there were a way to free her after all of this, get her unstuck so she can move on, that she would like to do that.
Yeah.
But...
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yep. And so I feel like she'll... walk over and put her hand like on her shoulder gently.
She kind of like flinches a little bit at your hand and then she realizes and she looks up towards you. You separated us.
I guess so.
You do have connection magic. You were the one they were hoping for.
So that was those personifications of you. Those were all the different magics.
Magics, emotions, states of being, all of me. The magic, it changed me. I wasn't just myself anymore. I was a million others at the same time.
Well,
but you...
Can you show us?
But you, she looks towards you, Cecily. You might be able to handle it. You might not have to go through the same thing I did. Maybe.
I feel like at that, that's when Cecily looks back to Lore and Iggy, like...
Oh, is that a way?
Cecily's like, but I think that... I have something that no one is counting on. And she's like, that's friends. These guys. She's like, I'm not by myself. I'm just amplifying them.
Can you show us from the beginning how this all happened?
I'll show you from the beginning. And maybe... Maybe you can get out of the cell when I couldn't. And she'll gently take your hands, Cecily, and she'll start to lead you. And as you all walk down the hallways of this strange facility, we're gonna call the end of the session.
God. Damn it!
I can honestly say I did not see this coming.
To be fair.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
To be fair, I didn't fully see it either.
Really, like, lucky move that he brought everyone to the boat.
Yeah. Because I was like, how am I going to get this done now? But I thought, hey, we found a really cool way to do it.
And we're on hiatus next week.
Oh, fuck! I can hear Aka screaming from her room.
Crackling of her microphone trying to hang in there.
Yeah, I could hear the re on her side.
Thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us. This is Will Branch High Senior Year. I'm on to the week story. Thank you again to our raiders, High Shelf Collective, as well as Homebrews and Homebodies. Wow, it's so good to see all my friends. Wow, if you liked what you saw, give me a follow so you can see more amazing tabletop. I'm off for the week, though, so you're not going to see anything on Saturday like you would normally do or on next Wednesday, but we'll be back. Don't worry about that. And I'll talk about that more before I let all of you go. But first, I always have a safety tool that I like to use where we give favorite parts of kudos. So who would like to give a favorite part or kudo?
I do. I want to give one to both Iggy and Lore for their, like, genuine reactions.
Yeah. Drama!
Slap!
It almost got me. All of it almost got me emotionally, so yeah, that was
after dope. Everything the gang is ready to do, they are not standing up for that self-sacrifice bullshit.
I feel like this has definitely become the anti-sacrifice bullshit committee. Anyone else have a favorite part? Kudo.
That was a good scene, though.
Yeah, I want to give Hina a kudos for setting that up on the fly too. It seems like because you said it, you didn't even see it coming. So that's that's good. Like on the fly thinking.
Oh yeah, no, it was great.
I should have acted like I planned it. Fuck.
You planned for the fourth.
I planned all of this. I know my plans like the back of my hand. Oh, that's new.
Just claim it. Own it.
Okay.
Own it.
Okay. I did. I'm owning it. Thank you. I'm so thankful. Thank you for the kudo. Stop complimenting me. Who else would like to get
Colbert? Colbert.
No. This is not what this section is for.
I think you're wise and wonderful and beautiful.
You're darn right I am.
Kudos to Sammy for just playing into Iggy's bits.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I
the Trump bit. playing into that bit. That was just so funny.
You know what? In kind, I love Iggy playing along too. Like, you know, just going with the whole like the chaos there.
Yeah, it was great.
Like even Iggy's like, you know what? Yeah, Iggy deserves to be fucked with a little bit.
Just, you know, yeah.
Because this is stupid and freaky.
And I know Snowy's still watching, but also don't worry, Snowy. I'll get you into this. Don't worry. I got you.
Oh, I would love to see how you do this.
I have an idea.
Oh, yeah. By the way, your Trixie was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
I love how...
I saw Snowy was proud, so...
I have to give a kudos. It was another
God damn it!
Holy fuck! What? Hi, Phoenix. Rocky, how are you?
You're late!
You're a little late, but we're ending on a positive
God
note.
God damn it!
Thank you. Hi, welcome in. Well, hi. Wait, hold on. Now I gotta do the whole. Oh, I do this with homebrews and home buddies. I get to show you all. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. How's it going? It's good to see you. But it was funny because when I was playing Trixie, I was like, "This is like a Kroger brand." We all said it was like a Kroger brand Trixie. She was in the chat like, "No, that's like a Whole Foods, like a fancy Trixie." And I'm like, "Oh, damn, yeah. Thanks. That's a big compliment. Holy frick! Oh, so nice. Wow. So thank you for dealing with my horrible Trixie, my Boston accent.
It was like organic version of Trixie."
So super expensive for no fucking reason.
Non-GMO Trixie.
Non-GMO
Trixie.
Oh my gosh. Anyone else have any kudos or favorite parts they'd like to give before we continue? And I address the raids.
No, I don't. It was a good one. It was just an all-around fun game for me. It was so emotional. Good.
Yeah. I'm glad. Your mysteries should be the most emotional for you. But thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us again. This is Well Brent High Senior Year. And my name is Giamina. If you're rating in, I run tabletop here on Wednesdays and Saturdays, as well as play Boulder's Gate on my Boulder's Dates on Sunday with Sammy.
Boulder's Date.
So if you wanna check out more of that, give me a follow here. Hit that little heart button. I'm trying to get to 700. I'm getting dangerously close and it's like woo. And also have a celebration stream on the week of the 6th.
We love you guys.
I know dates.
Follow her. Do it.
Your love. Your love.
No, I'm bad at this.
Your love. Sure.
But if you want to watch more, again, Saturday we are off. It is my long rest weekend, so we will not be playing Tales of Drestria. My 5e homebrew world, but things are going to happen in there. That's always exciting. We had a 0.5 session last week because we had a lot of people who couldn't make it. So we had a little bit of a 0.5 session. But we'll be back with that in the first week of September. And then we'll be back with this in the first week of September, which is on the 6th, which is my birthday. So if you want to come hang out with me on my birthday while my players destroy me, probably with kindness, as it is my birthday, feel free to do so. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll find out together, won't we? But we appreciate you all so much. Thank you, Phoenix Iwaki. Thank you to Homebrews and Home Buddies. And thank you so much to, oh gosh.
High Shelf Collective.
I almost said Last Shelf Collective. I was like, that's not correct. Thank you, High Shelf Collective.
No, that's the apocalypse. That's Last Shelf Collective.
Oh, I've turned you all into an apocalypse. Shit.
Oh, no.
But we're super excited for more things to happen, and if you'd like to join us on this journey, feel free to do so. And of course, if you listen to this in audio podcast form, you can also search Will Branch High Senior Year on Spotify and listen to it there. And if you leave us a review, that makes us really happy. We'll do a little dance.
Please do. I'll do a little dance.
On stream. If we get how many reviews? If we get
it didn't work.
Oh no, I gotta fix that. It was probably because you changed the podcast over, so I gotta figure out how to fix that now.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's okay. So if we get to 25 reviews, I'll do a little dance for you all on camera.
Oh, fuck.
There you go.
And I will join.
You know what? I'll get on camera and do the same thing.
Yeah, there you go. You can search it on Spotify.
You can make the entire table do it.
Well, make the entire table dance with joy if you get 25 reviews.
I'll try to wiggle on my VTuber.
Wiggle, wiggle. But we appreciate you.
I'll just do angry wiggles. Look at these angry wiggles. I'll do this.
We appreciate you all so much. Thank you again for hanging out with us. I don't know if there's anyone we can raid into. Let me see. Because we got a lot of people here now, and I want to make sure we share the love.
No Man is on.
No Man is on. Let's go ahead and raid in No Man. She's playing, they're playing Baldur's Gate 3, so let's move over to Baldur's Gate 3, why don't we? So thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us again. Give them some Beam Brigade love. And also give yourself some Beam Brigade love. Take care of yourself. Drink water. Eat a snack. Get comfy cozy in your blanket. Do something nice for yourself. You deserve it. Stay safe. Be kind. And we shall see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. I want you to know.